This year we're going to discuss in the Yitzhak Hashem the topic of crying on Rosh Hashanah. Whether it's appropriate or inappropriate to go ahead and cry on Rosh Hashanah. And the first place we begin is actually in the Novi Nehemiah in source number one in front of you. Today's shiur basically came from a shiur that I was reading through, learning through yesterday with a Talmud from the Sefer Harei Kedem, or Salvechik's Divrei Torah on the Mo'adim, beautiful Sefer. And here he has a very, very nice presentation of the concept of crying or not to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Navi, look at source number Vayavi Ezra HaKohen, as I told you, I call Ezra the Kohen. Which time period are you in? Which time period are you in?
Second
Beis HaMikdash, correct. Very good. Usher, Lippi, very good. So he goes ahead and he brings the Torah of Nei HaKol, Me'ish, the Arisha, Chol Me'ivir L'Shmo V'yom Echal L'Chodesh HaShvi, V'yikrobo of Nei HaRchov, and he calls out, he reads the Torah, Shil Nei Shalamayim and Or, Ad Mas Zayom, Neged HaNashim V'HaNashim V'Aminim V'Az Nei Cholam HaSefer HaTorah. And what does he say? He tells them, oh, what it says in the Torah, look down the third line, V'yom Nechemia, Hu HaTir Shasa, that's another name for him. Ezra HaKohen HaSofer V'Alavim HaMavinim HaSa'am L'Chol Ha'am Hayom Kadosh Hu LaHashem Elokeichem. Today is a holy day for Hashem. Al Tisablu, don't mourn. V'Al Tivku, and don't cry. Ki Vochim Kol Ha'am, because they were all crying. Kishamam Es Tevei HaTorah V'Yom Alayim L'Chu Ichlu Mashmanim, go eat good food. Push Stumam Takim and drink delicious drinks. V'Shilchu Manos Le'inacholo, and send gifts to those who don't have. Ki kadosh hayom la'adoneinu. Abosa, anybody know that phrase from Rosh Hashanah davening? That phrase comes in Rosh Hashanah davening. O yizkor lanu avas esam adoneinu uvaben ha'nekar yashpis medaneinu v'schus hatam yotzi hayom letzedek neinu ki kadosh hayom la'adoneinu. These words from Ezra, from Nehemiah, are found in liturgy, the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This day is Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah, Ezra, Nehemiah, tell people, don't be sad, don't cry. Eat and drink and enjoy, because it's a holy day. V'al te'atzu, don't be sad, ki chenvas Hashem hi ma'utzchem, because the rejoicing of Hashem is your strength. If I were to ask you, if you were to ask Abosai, if you were to ask, and look what happens afterwards, last pasuk. V'yelchu kol ha'am le'achol v'lishtos u'v'shalach manos v'la'asos simcha gedola ki evinu v'advorim asher hodiyu lahem. They believed it was true. If you were to ask the prophet Nehemiah and Ezra, is it appropriate to cry in Rosh Hashanah? What would they tell you?
No.
No way. Shimi Keller. No way they would say no. Correct. It's a happy day. They have joy of rejoicing. The same sentiment is echoed in the second source by the Gra in a sefer called Ma'aser Rav. The second source, the Gra says, we're going to skip the first part because it may make some of you guys upset when you see how long davening is on Shabbos and Yontif, and you see how the Gra said to make it shorter. You'll be like, come on, don't follow the Gra. So we'll skip that part of the Ma'aser Rav, and we'll go on to the next part, which is the last two lines. Ve'ein livkos b'Rosh Hashanah, says the Gra, don't cry in Rosh Hashanah. Kimavur be Ezra al Tivku, as it says in Ezra, don't cry. Says the Gra, the Hikbid lefamim, and sometimes the Gra was mak. What was makamin?
Strict.
Good. Careful. Lenagein akadish she'achar musaf lechol yom tov, which means what? You wouldn't do the kaddish to the tune of Rosh Hashanah. You do the kaddish to yom tov, as if to say a happy, rejoiceful, upbeat niggin for kaddish, because after all, it's a happy day. So if you look at Pesukim in Nehemiah and the Vologon, the impression you get is it's a day of rejoicing. It's not a day of crying. Don't cry. Don't bring tissues to shul on Rosh Hashanah. It's not necessary. It's inappropriate. Who would possibly cry on Rosh Hashanah? However, if you take a look in the next two sources, in the Rabban and Ritva, you get a very different impression and appreciation of whether or not you cry on Rosh Hashanah. And I'd like to give you the background. Some of you I told the background to in Seder, but now I'll give you the background now. We know that Rosh Hashanah, how many sounds do you blow on Rosh Hashanah?
100.
But how many do you really have to blow?
30.
And according to the Torah, how many do you have to blow?
Nine.
Nine is correct. Excellent. You guys are good. Excellent. Why nine? Because it says Yom Tshua Yelachem, and you have to. Tshua always has a tekiah before and a tekiah afterwards. That's three, and it says that we need three of those by a set of three by Malchios, a set of three by Zechronos, a set by Shofros. That means we need nine sounds altogether. So that would be fine and dandy. That would be easy for the Baal Tekiah. Nine sounds, walk in the park. Now he's gonna blow 100. What happened? Nine evolved to
30.
How did it become 30? Because we don't know what the word Trua means. Does Trua mean Trua? Does Trua mean Shvarim? Duhutu? Or Duh, whatever you want to call it. We do Duhutus here, but Duhutu, Duhutu, Duhutu? Or does it mean both? Duhutu, 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 and then Duhutu. So if you do the math, nine very easily becomes 30. Because why? Because if you add in the Shvarim Trua, that's how many? That's how many? Well, Shvarim Trua is 2, and Tekiah and Tekiah is 4. That means that you're going to have 3 sets of 4 equals 12. And then 9 for Tekiah, Shvarim Tekiah, which is 3 more of those, and 3 more Tekiah, 2 Tekiah is 30 sets. The Gemara says, though, Hashem, don't stop at 30. The Gemara says you blow 30 when you are Yoshrin, called Tekiah's the Meyusha, and 30 when you're standing. What are the standing ones? The ones that you blow during Shmoneh Esrei. Are you Sephardi? Are you sure about that? When do you blow the shofar in Shmoneh Esrei? Do you blow it in the silent Shmoneh Esrei or in the repetition Shmoneh Esrei? You forgot? Repetition? Many Sephardi blow it during the silent. And they stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei while you're praying, and you blow the shofar, and you continue on. Not you? Different minhagim, no problem.
No.
You don't remember. It's okay, it's all good. No problem. Habosai. What do you blow during Shmoneh Esrei? Which sounds do you blow? So we know we blow how many during Shmoneh Esrei by Malchios?
10,
Mickey, good. How many by Zechronos?
10,
very good. Jack, Yankin. And how many during Shofar Shaya?
10
it is. So that's 30. So now you got 30, 30. 30 before, and 30 during Shmoneh Esrei. That's our minhag. But the Ramban and the Mitzvah in source number 3 and 4 are dealing with the minhag of the Bnei Yeshivos, Minhag Shtei Yeshivos. There was a minhag that was brought down, the following minhag, and you're going to tell me right now, Rosa, what the problem with this minhag is. The minhag was that during Malchios, they blew Tekiah, Shvarim, Trua, Tekiah. During Zechronos, they blew Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah. And during Shofros, they blew Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah. How many altogether is that? Well, it's 4 and 3 and 3. How many all together? 10 instead of? How many do we blow during that whole series? 10, 10, 10, 30. Why is that a problem? What requires explanation at the Shita? So what? So they blew Tekiah Shvarim through Tekiah for Malchios. They blew Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah for Zechronos. And they blew Tekiah through Tekiah for Shofros. What's the problem? Mabaya!
How are you doing?
Mabaya! What's wrong with that? Isn't it good? Easier for the Baal Tekiah. What's the problem with that, boys? No! 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 What's the problem? The problem is, why do you blow 10? Why do you blow 10? And not this? Because we're not sure. We want to cover our bases. Right? So we blow a set of each by Malchios, instead of each by Zechronos, instead of each by Shofros. This yeshivos, these two yeshivos, that only blew Tashrat, Tekiah Shvarim Trua Tekiah by Malchios, and only Tekiah Shvarim Trua by Zechronos, and only Tekiah Trua Tekiah by Shofros. What's the problem? Maybe they weren't, what? They weren't? They weren't blowing the right sound. Maybe they missed out during Shmoneh Esrei of blowing the right sounds of Trua. Because they only blew one set. And maybe the real Trua is the Shvarim. Maybe the real Trua is the Trua. Maybe the real Trua is the Shvarim Trua. And then they're missing out on what they should have blown. The Ramban, in source number 3, comes to address this point. And says the Ramban, beautiful, look inside, please. Source number 3. Says the Ramban, Lamad Nubikan. You learn from here, the Kiman She'in Yachid V'Yachid Chayib V'Tkios, Truos. There's no obligation on each individual to make these sounds. It's an obligation of the Bracha, top line, Shemasrin Bahem. What's Masrin mean? That we scream out in them, good boy Eli. Dailahem Bitkiya Kosu. It's enough to have even a minimal blowing during them. Kadesh is Alat Filasina Bishofar. So that our sound of the shofar will bring the prayers of the Shemayim. I don't need all the regular sounds of shofar for the Shemona Esrei. It's enough to have a cry. A cry. Do you need 10 cries? No. You could have 4 cries. You could have 3 cries. You could have 3 cries again. Again, if it was an obligation of the shofar, you're right. I'd have to have how many for each? 10. But because fundamentally, Rabbi say it's what? It is new. It is just a cry to accompany our prayers. Therefore, I don't need the whole long set of tashrat, tashat, tarat for Malchus, Zechoros, and Shofar. So explains Rabban. Rabban likes this pshat. You know what she likes it? Look at the last sentence on number 3. He says, "Vizeu tam yofe." This is a good reason. He says, "Marpe laetem, heals the bones. Umatok lapen, sweet to the mouth. Then basal adin acharav." And if you want to try to challenge his opinion, farnagu is their minag, and I am now justifying it. I've also received this Ramban. No, is the following: what is the blast of a shofar Rosh Hashanah symbolic of? What does it do? It's about a cry. It's a prayer of crying. It sounds like crying is appropriate today. On a fast day, Abosai, on a regular fast day, is crying appropriate? You bet your bottom dollar. Crying is part of the prayer. It's part of the experience of the fast. Says the Rabban, you know what? Just like on a fast day you blow the shofar to accompany the prayer, and crying is part and parcel of the prayer on a fast day, so too on Rosh Hashanah, when we daven, we blow the shofar is accompanying the crying of the tefillah, which sounds like crying is totally appropriate during tefillah. In source number 4, and then we'll wrap it up with number 5, source number 4, the Ritva takes the Ramban a step further. Jack, listen to this. This is tremendous. Says the Ramban, the Ritva, based on the Ramban, based on this pshat, that the nature of shofar during Shemoneh Esrei is different fundamentally than the shofar that happens before Shemoneh Esrei. And a very interesting nafkamina emerges. What's that nafkamina? Abosai, everyone knows in the shuls across the world, before the blowing of the shofar, the rabbi gets up and makes an announcement. Two announcements he makes. Number one, everybody should have in mind to be yotzei the brachos with whom? The person blowing the shofar, that's the first one. And the second thing is, don't talk from when? From when? From the brachos? Until after Musaf. Why? Because it's one long extension, it's one long situation. Says the Ritva, one second. According to the Ramban, at the blowing of the shofar before Shemoneh Esrei, at the blowing of the shofar. But the blowing of the shofar during the Shemoneh Esrei is just to what? It's just a sound of a cry to elevate my what? My prayer. That's not really part of the mitzvah of blowing of the shofar. You'd be allowed to interrupt between the shofar blasts before Shemoneh Esrei and during Shemoneh Esrei. If you wanted to say to your friend in the middle, "Hey buddy, you know, Let's take bets under over for 1:30 for the dominant ending." You want to mention that to your friend under over at, like, you know, at 10:30, right after you finish blowing the shofar. Under over. You want to do that? You want to just for fun, because it'll keep you inspired more during davening. So you go to your friend and say under over like that. So we would say, "Come on, that's us, you can't do that." However, the Ritva says according to the Ramban, and fundamentally, these are different kinds of tekiyos. They're tekiyos of cries, just to elevate the prayers up to Shemayim. Therefore, you'd be allowed to be mafsik. And we close this part of Shir with the following last source, the Harei Kedem. The Harei Kedem is written by, that's the actual source of Soloveitchik. And he now brings it home for us. and says what Evan wanted to say before Shir without even realizing what he was saying possibly. This is how Rav Soloveitchik sizes up the issue, the general issue of crying on Rosh Hashanah. Take a look, please, in the bottom source of the page, the Harei Kedem. Achein Nir, says the Rav Zatzal, to be kevan sin to Rosh Hashanah kol bayi olam over from the fun of Kivnei Mara, says on Rosh Hashanah, we all pass before God, like what? What's Kivnei Mara mean? Like, sheep is correct, Shaya. Al kein hu yom shel tzara. It's day of tzara. What's tzara?
Sorry.
It's a day of great stress.
Angst
is correct. Al pidin, v'shayach bo tefillah l'zaka, and therefore it's appropriate on Rosh Hashanah to have crying, screaming. V'chala alav ha'parasha shavachitavo v'melchama ba'artzecha. And the application of the pasuk in Parashas Va'alotcha that says that if a difficulty comes to you, al tzarat ereschem, you should blow a trumpet. In other words, crying is appropriate entirely on Rosh Hashanah, it seems like. It's appropriate to cry on Rosh Hashanah. So how do we deal with this? On the one hand, we say, Ezra and Nechem say, don't cry. On the one hand, they say, the Gra says, don't cry on Rosh Hashanah. After all, make sure you sing the tune of what? Yom Tov for Kaddish, because it's not a day of crying, it's a day of rejoicing. On the other hand, there are sources in the Rabban and the Ritva that seem to imply that it's a day of angst, it's a day of stress. And just like at a stressful time, it's appropriate for a person to let out that emotional energy of crying. Maybe we should be crying as well on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Rav. Anyone take a stab for me? What do you got for me?
I would say that the
Nevi'im are talking to the masses, though, Bensi, though. Good thought. The Nevi'im are talking to us. They're telling us how to act in Rosh Hashanah. So if it was just them acting a certain way, then you'd be right. But they're telling us how to act. Someone give me an answer, Rabbi Osset. Someone give me an answer. How do we reconcile this problem? We have a tension in the room right now. As the Nechem say, cheerful, send packages, care packages. Enjoy the day, rejoice. And the Rabban and the Ritva and the Mishnah that seems to say that we flock before God like sheep with a sense of tension and difficulty during that time. How do we deal with that? How do we explain it? Anybody? No stabs at this? No suggestions? No comments? No thoughts? No problem. Says the Rav. Last paragraph of the day for this little part of Shir. Says the Rav. I would like to posit, suggest. In the book of the Vilna Gaon, of the Gra, it's brought from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who was the Vilna Gaon's Rebbe. In the Kos Rosh Hashanah, Amar, Kishaholich Me'atzvo B'Tfila, when it happens by itself, when you're davening, and it just happens on its own, you're in the middle of davening, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you start to cry. Mutter, it's totally okay. As happened by Chana. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, read the Haftorah of Chana. Chana's married for how many years without children?
Oh, wow.
How many years? 20 years, no children. She goes to Davin. She goes to Davin for children. And she starts to cry. It's Rosh Hashanah, Chazal say. And she's crying her brains out. She's wailing her brains out. She wants a child. That's okay. However, it says the Chaim Volozhiner of the Zula's Tefillah, but apart from Tefillah, the rest of the day, how's my mood? Yeh b'simcha? I should be what?
Happy?
Shiflus? What's shiflus? Modest? Ve'achna and humble. The rest of the day I should be happy, easy going, like I mentioned before. Not tense. Not stiff. That's the rest of the day. The Nira Lomar says the Rav, and we end with this. The Gam Hakim HaZa'aka Shabu Rosh Hashanah Hu Rak B'Shas HaTefillah. The fulfillment of screaming out is only during Tefillah. Rak B'Achar HaTefillah, only after prayer, Asar HaGra, Nufkos B'Rosh Hashanah, after all. Think about this, Rabbi Osai. Even Ezra and Nehemiah, who sent to send care packages, they weren't talking about during davening. They're talking about what? After you daven, enjoy the day. And that's the spirit that a person should be in during the day. After that, like after tefillah, so our girl of course, Rosh Hashanah. Mashi dirak b'chiyah ba'meila. How come only crying that comes spontaneously near the rak tefillah tzricha lios kevan? The tefillah has to be set. About tzaka, but crying out has to be b'li hachara, not preparation. And therefore, a crying that happens on its own, which is appropriate for tefillah and zaka of Musaf Rosh Hashanah, is appropriate to go ahead and have on Rosh Hashanah. So, to sum up, Abosai, what do we do? What do we say? Yes or no to cry on Rosh Hashanah? What do we say? No. So we brought sources. If you ask Ezra and Nechemiah what they say, don't worry, be happy. If you ask the Gra, it sounds like you would agree and say what? Rejoice. But we saw the Ramban and the Ritva and also the Mishnah that seemed to imply that a person should be focused and even crying out of a sense of stress and a sense of the desires, burning situation which he's in. How do we deal with that? How do we reconcile that? Says the Rav very simply, tefillah, you can cry. It happens on its own, it's totally appropriate, like Chana. That's great. That's fine. Don't hold back tears on Hashem. If they come during davening, it's healthy. It's therapeutic. It's beautiful. But the rest of the day, when davening is over, when 1:30 comes, we finish davening, we finish the last shofar sounds, we say good yontif to each other, we enjoy meals together, we enjoy the rest of the day together, we're supposed to enjoy the day of Rosh Hashanah. So the answer is, it depends. Crying, tefillah, in terms of the seriousness of the day, the Seder Gamor, appropriate. Crying the rest of the day, that's not a time for crying. The rest of the day, don't walk around stiff, don't walk around tight, don't walk around nervous. No, walk around with a smile on your face. Walk around happy and friendly and gentle and kind and nice to each other. That's the spirit of the day of Rosh Hashanah.